Huh?
You just have
just
one?
Just got one trough where the cattle drinks.
Yeah.
Out there. Of course, I've got creeks running through the branches all through my lodge. They drink out down there. But that thing with this big, got two big springs down there. But one of them has got a box, big concrete box, concrete bottom in it, and then runs off in there, and they drink. They just go down to take a hill and then drink, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, quite a few of them can drink at one time. It's a great big thing, whole 12. I reckon 1,200 gallons. Wow.
What do you call those things that you put food in for the hogs?
Hogs, troughs.
Okay.
Hog troughs.
And you said it was so cold last night that our water pipes...
Frozen.
Yeah, and did what? They froze and...
Busted.
Okay. And you said if you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would...
Bust.
Okay. Say 45, 50 pounds of lard used to come in?
Lard stand.
Okay. Did you talk about molasses stand, too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, last stand was just a small one. You put your molasses in to have on, you sit on the table, and then we used to have last stand. I reckon all I know of, it had a little thing to mash down, and you let them run in plate, and then you let what you think you need one, you know, and you just pop, get your thumb up, and it cut them off.
How much molasses would a stand
hold? About a quart, I'd say. About a quart.
What about lard?
Not old cord, might not help. And the lard stand, lard stand hold about 6 gallons, I say. We still buy those and put them in there every year, put our lard in.
Okay. Suppose you
wanted
to pour something from a big container, say a pitcher or something, into a container with a real narrow mouth.
Now, it has to have a foam.
Okay. And suppose you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you might hit them with a...
Where?
Okay. And if you bought some food at the store, the grocer would put it in a...
Sacks.
Okay. What would that be made out of?
Well, it's just... it's wood, out of wood, the way I understand it. A sack is, ain't it? Made out of wood.
But
papers and everything in order to come out of wood.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of wood, I never just see it made.
Yeah, but it's paper anyway, not cloth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did
paper.
You ever call anything besides a sack?
Did
you ever call it poke?
Paper poke.
Paper poke.
Pep.
Huh?
A pep is a paper pep or something. Can you like it's paper? I mean, you said paper poke?
Yeah.
I believe I've heard him call it paper pep. Or pep. Seem he like.
Hmm.
I don't know. Maybe you're right on it. I don't know too much about that.
Who would say that?
I've heard some people call it paper pail, but I don't know whether that's right or wrong.
Okay, what did flour used to come in?
In sacks, little sacks, made cloth sacks.
Okay, and what about seed? Or feed, what would that come in?
They used to come in burlap sacks,
mm-hmm.
And now they're just buying out of the thing of the past. They got so high, you know,
mm-hmm.
They put them in plastic bags.
Oh, really?
Feed in plastic bags. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever call anything besides burlap sacks?
Oh, well, we had one we used to go out to the mill with, call it a meal sack. It's really a good thing. Now, that was high back in our young days. They cost you, yeah, I think about $1 back in my young days. But that was a real thing. And then we'd sell our corn and go to mill.
How much corn did you take?
You'd have took about a bushel and a half.
What would you call that?
Canned corn, shell corn.
Yeah.
We'd have a mill and grist mill.